From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This year in Washington State, we could be voting on an initiative requiring the labeling of all food that contains genetically modified food in it. Critics call it Frankenfood. Backers have turned in what they say are the necessary signatures to get it on the ballot. Last week, we spoke to Trudy Bialik from the PCC Natural Markets. They're supporting the initiative. For another perspective, we're joined by author and environmental activist Mark Linus. Mark was an adamant opponent of genetically modified foods. He wrote back in 2008, "The technology moves entirely in the wrong direction, intensifying human technological manipulation of nature when we should be aiming at more holistic ecological approaches." Mark Linus was one of the first people to break into fields that scientists had planted with genetically modified test crops and then rip them out of the ground. But today, he supports genetically modified products and says he's not sympathetic to GMO labeling laws like the one we might be considering. The New Yorker calls Mark Linus's conversion about as likely as the National Rifle Association announcing that it would help out the Obama administration limit access to guns. Mark Linus joins us today from Oxford, England. What made you change your mind?
Apart from ripping up GM crops and helping start that whole movement back in 1995, since then, I've been very much occupied with campaigning about climate change and writing books about that. So the science on climate change is very clear, and as an environmental campaigner, I spent a lot of time taking on the anti-science skeptics, the deniers on climate change who insist that global warming isn't happening. And I would always say, look, the science is very clear. We've got to look at the scientific consensus. We've got to look at the peer-reviewed literature and so on and so forth. And it eventually dawned on me, in fact, it was pointed out by others, that my own approach to science on GMOs was completely the opposite of that, because there's a strong consensus that GMOs are safe, and also that they can be used for very beneficial ways to support the environment. So I eventually had to reconcile those inconsistencies and try and support science on both those issues.
Do you think the science is definitive? Are genetically modified foods absolutely safe?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it'd be possible to make a GMO which wasn't. Same as it's possible to do that through conventional breeding if you cross two distantly related poisonous species. I'm sure you could do that, but you wouldn't want to, and the regulations are sufficiently tight on these issues that I don't think there's really any danger at all that could be identified with the existing GMOs which are on the market, no.
Now, what's the law where you live? Are genetically modified foods labeled when you go to a grocery store?
Well, they don't really exist in the consumer market in the EU at all. GMOs come into the EU in animal feeds only, basically. So it's not something that consumers are exposed to. And the EU, in fact, is really embarrassingly backward on this. There's been crops which have been stuck in their regulatory process for 10, 15 years. It's simply impossible to get anything genetically modified registered in Europe because the regulations aren't based on science. They're based on decades of campaigning, unfortunately.
Now, here there are genetically modified foods, but we don't always know that they are in what we are purchasing. And the idea behind this initiative is that they will be labeled that way. And the backers of this say we have a right to know if it's been genetically modified. They call it a transparency issue. What do you think?
Well, I mean, this is politics, basically. What the opponents are trying to do is to get a skull and crossbones on anything with GMOs and so that they can get an effective ban in place, and also to make it incredibly expensive to produce that way because you'd have to have parallel supply chains with different labeling all the way along and so on and so forth. I would take my cue from the American Association for the Advancement of Science, which says that there's really no point in labeling something unless it presents a meaningful health issue, which GMOs clearly don't. So, you know, you could conceivably demand labels for all sorts of things. I mean, one thing you could possibly do is to put everything up on the web and people can have those barcodes they can scan with their phones and stuff these days. So I'm in favor of consumers having as much information as you can possibly get hold of. It's not about that. It's just that people always demand things which serve their purposes. And if you look at the funding behind the Proposition 37 in California, that mostly came from sort of natural health, you know, homeopathy, quack type people generally. And it's very unfortunate, I think, to see environmentalists having much truck with that.
Yeah, and that initiative failed in California. Now, we have labels on our food. It says what the ingredients are. They're already there. What would be the harm, particularly if, as you say, there are not any issues with genetically modified food? What would be the harm of just adding there's also GMO material in there?
Oh, I don't think there would be any harm. It wouldn't bother me. It's just that the producers say that it would be very expensive for them to have to trace these products all the way down the supply chain, because at the moment, the thing in the U.S. is very different from in the EU. A very substantial proportion of soya and maize and some other main crops are genetically modified in the U.S. So it would be quite a difficult thing to do, I think, for the grocers. But, you know, that really isn't a concern of mine. If people really want to have labels on there, then they can have them. I just don't think in principle, and the scientists say this as well, you need to have labels for things which don't present any conceivable risk to consumers.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add to people listening to you who might be thinking about this initiative as it comes up for a vote later this year?
Well, on this issue generally, what really struck me was just how much mythology there is. There's all sorts of myths about Monsanto and all these awful things which are supposed to have happened. And actually, if you look, it's kind of, there's a lot of internet conspiracy theorizing going around. And I would just urge people to look up the evidence themselves and not believe what they see from the campaigning groups, but instead try and look for more accurate scientific sources for their information.